I'm going to read a few verses from the first epistle of John in chapter 1 and verses 5, 6 and 7. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Now those are very beautiful words, and I have a hymn I'd like to bring to you that's partly based on these verses, and especially in the description of God, that in him is no darkness at all. Now it's a hymn by Thomas Binney, and he begins by saying, or describing rather, God like this: eternal light, eternal light, how pure the soul must be when placed within thy searching sight. It shrinks not, but with calm delight can live and look on thee. It's very beautiful poetry, but it also can be quite convicting, because we have a problem here. Here is a pure and a holy God, a God that's not able to look upon sin. The Bible tells us that. There's this consistency in his character that he cannot lie, he cannot be devious, and he cannot look upon sin. He is a holy God. Now, eternal light, how pure the soul must be. How am I going to stand before God and be able to look at him and live? Now, there's our problem, because we are sinful and we know we are sinful. The center verse, that's verse 3 in this hymn, poses a question. Oh, how shall I, whose native sphere is dark, whose mind is dim? There's our problem. Our native sphere, our world is dark, and our mind is dimmed by sin. Before the ineffable appear, and on my naked spirit bear the uncreated beam. So there we have two verses. One describing the majesty, the beauty, the holiness of God, and posing a question, will I be able to look upon him and survive? And verse 3 admits that it is a problem. How can I ever get there? Now there are some in glory that live with him, and they are the angels. And verse 2 describes their situation very well. The spirits that surround thy throne may bear the burning bliss, but that is surely theirs alone. Now why? Since they have never known a fallen world like this. So they've never lived on this world. They haven't inherited what we have inherited, original sin. So they are in perfect harmony with God and are able to live and look on him. But surely that is theirs alone. Then we come back to ourselves. Well, what about me? What about you? Or how can I, whose native sphere is dark, whose mind is dim, before the ineffable appear? Then Thomas Binney then, in his hymn, gives us an answer. And it's a correct answer. It's a biblical answer. He puts it in a very beautiful way. He says, there is a way. There is a way for man to rise to that sublime abode. Well, that's comfort. And he gives us the answer, an offering and a sacrifice. A Holy Spirit energies and advocates with God. Now, what is that telling us? He's saying that there is someone, and his name is our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ, and that he was crucified. We know that, but what does all that mean? Well, he means that on that cross, Jesus Christ was punished for our sin, past, present, and future, and also breaks the power and the principle of sin. So when we come to Jesus Christ, repenting of our sin and exercising faith in him, we really come into a wonderful relationship with God, because we come as if we hadn't sinned at all. All our sin is dealt with. But as well as that, he gives us his life, as if we had lived the life of Jesus. So he lives for us a life we could never live, and he counts it for us. Here we are again. There is a way for man to rise to that sublime abode, an offering and a sacrifice, a Holy Spirit energies, an advocate with God. Now you have to ask yourself, is that verse my experience? Am I able to say, as in that reading at the beginning, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. And as well as that, we are covered in the beauty and the purity of Christ. If then we want to prepare ourselves for glory, We have to come to Jesus. There is no other way. And this last verse then states that these prepare us for the sights of holiness above. Now there's no other preparation. No man is able to prepare himself. It's Jesus that puts us right with God. These prepare us for the sights of holiness above. The sons of ignorance and night can dwell in the eternal light through the eternal love. Now we were the sons of ignorance and night and spiritual darkness, but because of Jesus Christ we can now dwell in the eternal light, purity, holiness of God, and this is because of the love of God in Jesus Christ, his Son. Now my prayer is this, as you listen to these words, that there will be a comfort to you. There is a problem. The problem is solved. The one who solves it is God through his Son, Jesus Christ. And now we'll pray. Almighty God and our Heavenly Father, we come to thee in the name of Jesus Christ, our Saviour, and thank thee that there is a way for man to rise to that sublime abode. And we thank thee, O Lord, in this very troubled and strange world that we are living in, there are some things that remain the same. There are things that come from eternity, the gifts of God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And we thank thee, our Lord, for this. And we pray, O Lord, that we might be increasingly conscious of the loveliness of thy Son, Jesus Christ, his perfect life, his atoning death, and what he means to us. And through faith in him, we arrive safely home, and that faith turns into sight. Our hope is realized, but we continue to love. And also, Father, in this life, we are able to come to thee and are able to cast our burden upon the Lord. And we may have things that weigh heavily upon us and worry us and trouble us, but we are able to bring these things to thee and know that we cast our burden upon the Lord, for he careth for us. And this we do now for ourselves, and also to meditate upon the person of Jesus Christ, and to know that he is the altogether lovely one. He is the rose of Sharon and the lily of the valley, and the fairest of 10,000 to our souls. May we believe in him and rest in him. For this we ask in the name of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.